B-Pod Studios.
Nothing connects Boston more than its teams. We live for their wins and feel the pain of their losses.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Sean.
Because for Boston, it's personal.
This all Friday with Bill Belichick.
No station connects Boston to its teams more.
Thanks, guys, for being on the air.
The 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Patriots linebacker Brandon Copeland coming up at 120, 617-779-0985, the telephone number if you want to jump on board. Wide open phone lines for you on this Friday afternoon. We've talked a lot of baseball today, by the way. A lot of that in the mix. Erod being shut down by the Red Sox. Red Sox season opens tonight. Expanded playoffs mean it's the chase for eight for the Red Sox this year. Get into the playoffs. Be the last team in. Be on the right side of that line.
One thing, no need to be great, just be eight.
That's right. Also, Angel Hernandez is now a crew chief temporarily or on an interim basis in Major League Baseball. Can somebody explain that to me?
They need people. Do they need people?
How is that a thing?
Don't they have the same number of umpires that they've always had? Is there...
No, 12 dropped out because of the COVID.
Yeah, it's because of COVID reasons.
Okay. But so he sued Major League Baseball.
This is the same guy who was spying on the call. We just talked about him, a month ago?
Oh, crap. I forgot that was the same guy.
The same guy.
He had his phone hearing.
Well, by the way, before we even talk about that, he is one of the worst.
Oh, he's
universally recognized.
Yeah.
As one of the worst umpires in all of baseball.
Sneaky bad at umpiring.
Players will tell you, players can't stand him.
Right.
They think he sucks.
Right. Very inconsistent.
And so he was also the guy at the helm, running the show behind the plate in that series with the Rays last year. Right? And so the claims are that he eavesdropped on a call because he was the crew chief for the Red Sox Rays game then. Why? So he was a crew chief last year. Did they demote him? Is that the story? Do I have that right? Because now he's being promoted again back to crew chief.
Sued the MLB in 2017, citing discrimination because he hadn't been assigned the World Series for 12 years and hadn't been promoted to head of crew. That case is still pending. So he had his run-in Red Sox-Yankees playoff game in 18. Three calls at first base reversed after replay. And then...
As part of the punishment last year, Joe Torre demoted him from crew chief.
That's it.
So, because I'm like, he was in charge on the field that day. He was a crew chief. He got demoted from being a crew chief. Now he's back to being a crew chief because of a shortage of umpires. That's what's going on in baseball now. COVID has made Angel Hernandez a crew chief again. That's not what we're looking for. That's not good. You don't want that. And he still has a lawsuit against baseball. Yes.
Well, it's unresolved. You filed for an abatement.
Yeah.
He doesn't know yet.
He's filing for an abatement. He was also in the news 2 days ago because he said Major League Baseball executive Randy Marsh made disturbing comments regarding the hiring of minority umpires, according to Dan Kaplan of The Athletic.
That didn't sound good.
The lawsuit was first filed, as we know, 3 years ago. And it noted the lower percentage of minority umpires because his case is that he's been discriminated against by Major League Baseball. And baseball saying, no, we're not discriminating against you because of your ethnicity. We're discriminating against you because you suck at your job. That's Joe Torre in baseball's claim. And so there's a comment that has been redacted in court filings. But Hernandez has made the claim that the league is systematically discriminated against non-white umpires, especially when it comes to promoting crew chiefs or assigning top events. MLB said, quote, Hernandez has demonstrated a failure to exhibit leadership, which is why he was not promoted. But again, this was 2 days ago. 2 days later, he's promoted again.
According to you, he's the Kemba Walker of Major League umpires.
No, wait. Now that's oh, wait a minute.
I want to mix up our stories here.
No. Kemba Walker is good at his job.
he failed to show
exhibit
leadership.
Yes. I didn't say that Kemba has failed to exhibit leadership. In fact, I would say Kemba has been a good leader for this team.
All right.
I would just say that I hope he doesn't.
I
hope he doesn't concede his leadership to someone else just for the sake of saying,
don't get it.
It's about them, not me.
Don't get distracted by my accusation.
Start talking about your leaky toilets again. If we need to do that.
No. By the way, Silver is throwing me off now because now he's sitting down. Now I'm thrown off by the fact that he is sitting down. You should stand back up.
Silver had a third take today.
Oh, what was it?
Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah. So we did the UFOs. We did Bull Bull.
Yeah.
Both suspect takes. Is there an actual take involved with Eric Clapton?
Well, this one's probably the most dubious of them all, it being a take.
Okay, what is it?
All I did was I tweeted last night that I thought It's in the Way That You Use It would be a good walk-up song if you were a hitter. Yeah, striding up. Some 80s Clapton. And it's telling. It's in the way that you use it. You're bad.
It's not a bad pick.
Right?
It really isn't.
Well, he said, but here's what threw me off in the tweet. It's in the way that you use it is a great walk-up song. Is that what you tweeted?
So here's the thing.
Okay.
That is what he tweeted last night.
I'm like, who's using It's in the Way That You Use It as a walk-up song?
Here's the thing. I got thrown off a little bit. I was a little boozy last night. Had a couple beers.
Nothing wrong with that.
Couple beers, was watching the game, and I heard It's in the Way That You Use It playing over the PA in the stadium. And I just assumed it was some guy's walk-up song. No, it was just what they were playing over the PA in between at-bats. It was not actually a walk-up song. Because it just struck me. It's like, what player, someone who's clearly a lot younger than me, would have this song, you know, as their walk-up
song.
And
it turns out that no one has it.
No one does. So it was an erroneous tweet.
But now is a good time for them to recognize that this could work.
This is great.
Here's what this
song is. I didn't know we had McTakey here today.
This song is responsible.
He usually goes for the older 80s music.
Oh, yes, he does. Let's play some Jackson Brown.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Bread. This song is responsible for some of my confusion about Eric Clapton as a young man. Because everybody, you hear that Clapton is God. Clapton is a guitar god, right? It's like slow hand, you know, Clapton. So this was like the first Eric Clapton song I remember hearing, you know, that I knew was Eric Clapton. I'm like, where's the great guitar work? Turn up, Jim. It's like all synth and
right.
Chords.
This is not great Clapton.
Yeah, yeah. This, yeah, Journeyman, like his 80s stuff was, you know, he was like everybody at the time. They were taking a turn.
I mean, he was sort of trying to write pop songs.
He's just writing pop songs. Yeah, it's barely a guitar in this thing.
Bending it a little bit there. You heard that? A little wow. There it is. But that's
a guy who's known as a guitar virtuoso, this is not a great demonstration of what Clapton is or is supposed to be.
Was this Jeff Lynne produced? It would make sense if it was.
Probably, right? Most definitely was. Do we know the name of the album? I bet Jeff Lynne did. This sounds like a Jeff Lynne type of.
Yeah, this was like 87, I want to say. Sea Change?
Oh, Joe Siders hates the Key Change.
Or Key Change.
Our drummer friend from a New Pornographer says there's never been a song that has benefited from a key change like that. I tell you why I like the song, though, Silver. It's got nothing to do with it being a good walk-up song, which it's not, because no one uses it.
Well, just because no one uses it doesn't mean that it wouldn't be.
I'm going to tell you why I like it, though. For its use in the movie The Color of Money, which I feel is an underrated film. You ever watch The Color of Money, Beatle? Paul Newman? Tom Cruise?
I don't think I have.
So good.
Jeff Lynne was not the producer on this album. The album was produced by Clapton, Tom Dowd, and Phil Collins.
Oh, there I you hear go. Phil Collins.
It's Phil Collins right that there. You're hearing.
Yeah. some of them Sussudio horns.
That's right. Phil Collins produced, we worked on all of the tracks except for track one, which was It's in the Way That You Use It. So wait, time out. That now goes out the window too. It's, in fact, the only track on the album that he did not produce. Clapton is listed as a producer only on the first track. So that was strictly Clapton's work. By the way, the song was written by Clapton and Robbie Robertson
of the band. Nice.
He broke up the band. Let's not get too excited about Robbie.
Somewhere down.
Some like good solo river. Stuff.
Yeah, he's a jerk, though.
So Robertson was in charge of the music for The Color of Money, but because he hadn't finished with his first solo album, record company wouldn't let him sing any of the songs. Got around it by contributing instrumentals to the soundtrack. Original song title was The Gift. So there you go. Color of Money. Here's what it is. It is a barely attached to the first movie sequel to The Hustler.
Oh.
Now, have you ever seen The Hustler?
I've seen that.
Sucks. It doesn't hold up. Anyone says it's a great movie, I defy you. I put that in the short list of movies. I defy you to go back and watch it now and tell me it's a good movie.
I didn't think it was a good movie to begin with.
Paul Newman, Jackie Gleason, Black and White. It's about pool sharks. This is going to be great, right? Nope. It's going to put you
I don't
to
think
sleep.
I made it through that movie.
It's going to put you to sleep. But this is kind of a sequel. Fast Eddie Felsen, years later, he spots Tom Cruise in a pool hall and they decide he's, you know, going to go out and he's got a new kid that can hustle pool and he's going to show him the ropes. It's a good movie. I'm not saying you need to go home and watch it right away, but I'm saying...
Oh, I won't. Don't worry. All good.
All right.
Brandon Copeland, Patriots linebacker, joins us next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Nothing connects Boston more than its teams. We live for their wins and feel the pain of their losses.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Sean.
Hi.
Because for Boston, it's personal.
This all started with Bill Belichick.
No station connects Boston to its teams more.
Thanks, guys, for being on the air.
The 98.5, the Sports Hub. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Wake up, lip readers. Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We've connected with Brandon Copeland, but we're trying to get him to a better cellular area. Might need a couple minutes on that front. Couple minutes, 2 minutes? Sounds good. 2 minutes? Okay. I'm going to slip in a little piece of Bruins news.
All right, what do we have?
In the 2 minutes we have.
What do we got?
I just saw, who was it? Was it T-Bone that retweeted it from Joe Hags on Twitter, at Hacks with Hags. Torrey Krug, a potential UFA after this return to play is over, going into free agency. He said this today, quote, "It's no secret that this could potentially be the last run I'll have at the cup with this group."
Oh, man.
Torrey Krug. today. It's no secret that this could potentially be the last run I'll have at the Cup with this group. I would say that means he is as good as gone.
Well, that's...
And that might not be because of anything to do with the Bruins, other than the cap situation might be very tricky in the NHL next year.
It's going to be a tricky cap. There's going to be a lot of suitors for Torey Krug. He's going to have some nice offers. But I've liked him from the moment he set foot on the ice.
Of course.
Here.
But do you think his best offer will come from the Bruins?
Probably not. But no. I also know that he has said in the past, he has all but come out and said, I will give them a hometown discount to stay here. I like it here.
Yeah, so there's also this, Artie. It could be him being told by his agent, knock that off. Yeah. And in fact, try and go the other way now. Right? You can go the other way now. In fact, you can use the uncertain financial situation in the league and what the uncertain situation is with the cap for next year as the reasoning and rationale here behind your heel turn.
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't that
true?
Look, you never begrudge anyone who wants to, you know, make the most money for their services. I get it. I do think it's a little silly when guys are trading up a better opportunity in a place they like with a good team on a $20 million contract because they get 24 elsewhere. Like, really, what's the difference? And don't tell me it's $4 million.
It's $4 million, damn it.
Well.
And I would take the extra $4 million.
It's not good. You know what? Brandon Copeland would be able to speak to this.
Why don't we talk to a professional athlete who also has, this is great.
Professional financial guy, really. Yeah,
we're going to talk right now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline to Patriots linebacker Brandon Copeland. Brandon, how are you? Thanks for the time.
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty well. In fact, I was just telling Hardy off the air that on CNBC.com right now, there is a headline on a story that posted within the last 24 hours, and it says, what first-time investors should do before jumping into this bull market. And you would expect to see, like, what Warren Buffett says.
Right.
No, this story says what first-time investors should do before jumping into this bull market. NFL and financial pro, Brandon Copeland. I can't recall in more than a decade of covering the Patriots and talking about them here, a player that ended up on the front page of CNBC to offer up financial advice. So that like, being football player and financial pro?
Yeah, no, I think it's fun, man. I think, you know, I'm just running my race, so to speak, and using my platform to do the things that I'm passionate about personally, but more importantly, I think pulling other people up the ladder as I go and sharing as much information I can about the lessons that I've learned, the mistakes I've made, the triumphs I've had, and trying to help other people be more confident in the decisions that they're making from a money standpoint, since we're all affected by it. You know, it doesn't buy us happiness. However, these are constant decisions that we have to make and deal with in life. And so let's grow from each other's experiences.
Well, Brandon, I like the fact that the screenshot on that story has your Lions photo in the background, even though you're only with them for, I think, a preseason game, but that's my hometown team. So thank you.
There we go.
Thank you for representing. But I mean, as a football player, we've talked with Scott Zolak, who is normally on this show, but he's a former player, and he's told us many times over the years, like, some of the really irresponsible things that happen in the NFL with players. And I'm not talking about just spending money foolishly. I'm talking about guys not taking advantage of what is literally given to them in terms of the investment opportunities that the league affords them through the amazing 401k match and stuff. Does it blow your mind when you see it among fellow players, these guys not taking advantage of some of the financial opportunities given to them by the league, you know, when they first come in?
Yeah, no, I mean, to be quite honest, which I think it's nothing that no one has ever taught us this stuff. No one has ever taught us this information. And when I started the class Life 101 at Penn, and I remember one of my pitches to Penn was like, listen, let's go into a classroom right now and figure out and ask people how many people understand what their 401k is, right?
Right.
And so, you know, the same thing goes for us as athletes. We get into the league, and I think most guys are taught and understand at this point, max that thing out, because, you know, from a deduction standpoint, even just a tax standpoint, you should probably do this and take advantage of it. But I think the guys are being more strategic with their money and understanding that no one ever taught us this, so we need to be patient with the investments that we choose as we enter the league. Because when you enter the league, a lot of people see the Google, the salary that you're making, and so you become an immediate target. And so while there are people telling you, hey, you should max out your 401k, which is great advice for us as athletes, there's also 10 other people telling us about a bunch of other different investments. And so for, you know, a young man coming into money, your biggest fear is being the guy that is the next 30 for 30 broke, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think, you know, it's also just a fear that comes along with it as well, because it's not just you don't just get people telling you about the good, smart investments like you just mentioned. You also have to weed through the 10 to 20 other terrible investments as well. And when you've never had that education or that practice, it's a lot. And you're trying to make a team. Right.
We're talking to Brandon Copeland, Patriots linebacker. You've switched teams a few times, but you haven't done it yet in a pandemic like you did this past spring. What was the process like? We've heard so much from players about the process and how it was very much different from what it normally would be. How was the process of landing with the Patriots?
Yeah, definitely different. Obviously, no visits and all of those types of things, no in-person physicals and stuff like that. And you know, I think, you know, I understand that, you know, the world has to be flexible right now. The entire world is being challenged to do things creatively and differently, and the Patriots have done a great job of doing that to make sure that we all stay safe, right? And it's been interesting, as you would say, just all around, just trying to learn virtually. You know, it's different and it's challenging. However, it is, I'm fortunate because my class at Penn turned virtual mid-semester as well. So I had the challenge myself of trying to figure out how to engage and teach students. And then now flip the script the other days of the week and become a student of the game and learn from my coaching staff. So, you know, I definitely empathize with them in terms of how to teach us all and get their points and messages and details across virtually. So it's definitely interesting. You know, obviously going into camp and all that type of stuff will be interesting. You know, we're all learning about this the first time. A lot of unknowns out there, a lot of uncertainty, but I've also learned here the best lesson that I've ever learned is you can't stress what you can't control. And there's certain things that are out of my control. I try to just, you know, put the blinders on like a horse, so to speak, and focus on my lane and what I can do and protecting myself and my family from the you know, the pandemic right now.
There's been a lot of people talking about your acquisition. There might be a little bit more conversation about some other players that have been acquired by the Patriots on this offseason. I don't know if you yourself have been involved in any conversations about Cam Newton, but would love to hear what you and maybe some of your teammates think so far.
Yeah, well, I mean, unfortunately, we all haven't got a chance to meet each other in person and work with each other. But I just think when, you know, you look at the entire roster and the entire group of people and men that you know, coach and the team have brought together, you have a lot of hungry guys, right? And that goes for Cam, but also Stidham and Hoyer and myself and Okay, and everyone on the entire roster, right? Like, there's a lot of guys who are hungry to win, hungry to learn, hungry to play football. And so I think, you know, that recipe is a good recipe for a potential team. But again, this is my first time in the building. So for me, I am just going to, I'm a sponge. So I'm going in and I'm learning everything, every detail, and trying to build my foundation the right way so that you know, I can make Patriots Nation proud.
Brandon, did you have any contacts or connections to anyone on the Patriots coaching staff prior to coming here this offseason?
Not the coaching staff. Definitely some players that I've played with before and on other teams and stuff who are now Jason McCourty, Terrence Brooks, you know, but no one in the coaching staff.
Okay. You had mentioned foundation. How about foundation in another sense? And that would be your foundation, Be a Blessing, which yesterday gave out $25,000 in gift cards. Do I have that right? At Shaw's locations? What happened with that?
Yeah. So the foundation is called Beyond the Basics, Inc. And we did a event called Be a Blessing, and which we basically wanted to just surprise people at the register in Shaw's grocery stores. I think we hit 5 out of the 6 states that make up New England. So, you know, we thought, one, it'd be a cool way to introduce ourselves to the city or reintroduce ourselves to the city. But more importantly, you know, I think to go through, we've actually had a lot of the people who receive gift cards reach out and talk about how surprised they were to check out and receive that, and how, you know, some people had, you know, been beaten down by all the negative things going on in our world today. And just having that little pick me up, so to speak, was just a nice, pleasant reminder that, hey, we're all in this together. We're all working towards the same goal here. And so, you know, we thought it was a pretty cool thing to do. And we're working to, try to do this. We're working to do this in other states as well, but we really wanted to start and introduce ourselves to New England in a decent way.
You mentioned the current state of affairs. When it comes to fans this fall, do you want fans in the building? Do you need fans in the building? If you have to go without fans, how different will it be?
Yeah, no, I would love for the fans to be in the building. I definitely would love for fans to be in the building. However, again, health and safety is the most important thing, and protecting not only yourself but your loved ones, your friends, is the most important thing here. So for me, you know, if we have to play with no fans in the building, then that's what we have to do, and we have to play football, right? And you know, we have a job to do, and we'll get it done. Would love for the fans to be there. Would also, I mean, personally, would love for my family to be there. You know, this football, you don't. This isn't a game that I can play forever, and especially not in the NFL. So, you know, I would love for my wife and my son and my parents and you know, friends to be there. But, again, I also want to make sure that they're safe first and foremost, and that we as players are safe as well.
All right, so once again, Beyond the Basics is your foundation. Did some great work yesterday at Shaw's stores throughout New England. And Brandon Copeland, welcome to New England, and the best of luck going forward.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. You all stay safe every weekend.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Brandon Copeland, Patriots linebacker, joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. We've got today's takeaways, fake promos at 150. We've got time to finish out the calls for the week. Open lines right now if you want to join on board. We'll do that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports up. This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Peter. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't know what's going on in the NFL today, but there's apparently some big powwow happening with NFL owners, GMs, executives. What time is that being held?
Started 10 minutes ago.
Okay, so it's underway. Don't know what it's about. And the NFLPA has a call later today as well?
According to Rappaport, yeah.
So are we taking this as a positive development or a negative one?
He says, dot, 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 as this deal grows closer.
Oh, okay, so it's probably to finalize and formalize things. No need
for... How many times did Major League Baseball formalize and finalize things, though? Like 17?
I mean, I read one story that the money is not going to hold up the season. That they seem to be close enough that it's not something that would delay the start of the year.
They both agree that they're going to lose money, and the owners want it to hit sooner, and the players want it to be spread out over more years, is what I read, right? Is that that's the big sticking point?
I guess.
The veteran players that want to get paid now and let the future players worry about it.
Listen, we've done so much talking about financial situations and deferments and salary caps. I'm sort of worn out on the topic as it relates to COVID. We sort of wore ourselves out on baseball when it came to this. So when I read like it's not going to hold things up and they're close, my mind immediately says, okay, I'm going to ignore this. I'm going to ignore this until it becomes a problem as a fan. I'm not going to get bogged down in these details this time around. I just don't want to do it.
What if they say the salary cap goes down $10 million right now?
For this particular season?
That's one of the options on the table, yes. It goes down $10 million right now.
Well, then the Patriots have to make a couple of moves. Remember, given that they got money back last week on Aaron Hernandez and Antonio Brown, they are now with $7-plus million in cap space. So they would need to clear, let's just round it off and call it three. They could figure it out. Figure it out.
I've never felt like that was going to be the holdup.
And if it's not, well, I'm not going to get too concerned over it. Even if it is $10 million off the cap this year.
Yeah.
In fact, I would rather have, Jim, the $10 million. Let's say they have to reduce it by $10 million. And you're talking about $10 million this year or pushing it into next year. I want it this year, actually. Take it now. Get it over with. Rip off the Band-Aid. Because the Patriots are in a good position for spending next offseason and for having cap space. So I'd rather they make them tighten the purse strings right now and next year still have that room under the cap to be spending and doing things.
Hey, Tom, we can't. We got to get rid of Gronk. We can't have him anymore.
Tampa Bay. Is Tampa Bay right up against it?
I would have. How can they not be?
Gronk's got to go. There's no way that's going to happen. No shot. Maybe Brady.
So do you want to take a little less, or do you want?
Maybe Brady can restructure.
Can you imagine if the Bucks went to him and said that?
Hey Tom, we need you to take less. Yeah, I know we gave you that money, Gary. Yeah, we need you to take less. We need to tack on more years and spread it out. Can't do it though. He just signed the deal. Got to wait a year, right?
True.
Andrew is in Rehoboth today on Bowl Bowl.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just wanted to weigh in on Bowl Bowl. So the other night, you guys remember the age-old argument of could the worst NBA team lose to the best college team? Well, for the first time in history, that could have happened the other night. The lineup that the Wizards put out was all-time horrible. So just keep that in mind when we look at Bowl Bowl doing well.
Okay, I get what you're saying. It's also not a run of real game.
I would have taken them late in the first round, but that game the other night was hardly basketball.
Not the Celtics, though. They didn't want anything to do with Bowl Bowl. Sherrod Blakely wanted them in on Bowl Bowl. Jim Louth wanted them to take Bowl Bowl.
I wish I'd been.
Hardy wanted them to take Bowl Bowl. No, Scott Zolak wanted them to take Bowl Bowl. I think Billy Lanny did. I mean, all these people I can name.
If they took Bowl Bowl and had Taco Falls, I would have watched every single game this year.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking the same thing.
That's so easy. Every single game?
This team needs Taco Fall. That's what they need.
Today's takeaways are coming up next. They are fake promos. Are they any good?
We have seven fake promos for today.
Excellent.
It's a good number. We feel good about each and every one.
All right, we'll close it out. We'll close out the week with those next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
Today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you've been waiting for in-person weekly coaching, you're in luck. All Awaken 180 locations have reopened and are accepting new clients. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Okay, to the takeaways we go. It's Friday. We do fake promos on Fridays.
We have seven of them, Beetle.
It's more accurate representation of what happens on this show on a daily basis.
Oh, sure. You hear promos for shows throughout the week, but, you know, it's at our best. This is at our most us, we feel.
Yeah. This is what really goes on, what maybe should be considered for promotional material.
Yeah, if you want people to know what the show is like, use this as a promo.
Let's do it.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
See, the truth is, hockey's always been here.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's like a big, scary monster that lives under your bed, and then it comes out at night and it bites you.
Seriously, guys, the Kraken on the bridge, a galloping gurney.
Hockey's always been here.
Release the Kraken. Seriously, let him out. My God. God.
For real.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Floors look great, by the way.
The floors are fantastic.
They really do.
The guy
did the entire kitchen across the hall today in about 40 minutes.
Banged out the kitchen in an hour.
It's Friday.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
By the way, 2 p.m. Friday, there's no way he's going to be here. That was with doors closed.
Yes.
Yeah. Soundproof doors.
Extremely heavy doors.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And you were able to hold it up and down and squeeze it would probably break. If you held it the long way, though, it's much stronger that way. That's where the strength is.
But he's holding it by its width.
Right.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That, of course, was a conversation about an egg.
Of course.
The strength of an egg. And nothing more. Joe Kim, Taekwondo.
Performing a punch while holding an egg by its width, not its length.
What, thank you. What kind of activity were they doing there?
That was
Taekwondo.
which art it was? The art of Taekwondo.
Yeah, the art of Taekwondo.
And again, he was grabbing it the long way during that clip.
Yeah.
While holding an egg by its width, not its length.
Sorry. The wide way.
Yeah.
He was holding in the width. The girthy part.
Moving on.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Let's go to Nico in Woburn. Nico.
Patriots won first down in the league this year.
Is that right?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports.
We figured out his call.
We did.
The Pats are awesome.
Right.
The offense is going to be top
notch. It was offense.
Best in the league.
Yep.
All right. Oh, that's what you think.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And here's the pitch.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
As it lands in the center field bleachers. And here's the pitch.
The next day it was no better. That was the Dodgers call. They were so far behind by the time they're trying to sync it up.
I got to tell you, I don't think it's going to matter. Dodgers are a wagon. They're going to win a million games.
Well, no, I didn't think.
Delay or no delay, I think the fans will still be listening.
The delay is not manifesting on the field in any way. The players are not affected by the play-by-play call being delayed video, audio-wise. None of that matters with the actual playing of the game.
Bad broadcast, I don't think it will hold them back. Ratings will still be good.
I don't think. Okay, ratings-wise.
Yeah, I think they'll still be okay.
Different. Okay, that's a different conversation.
Team's too good.
Right. Here's the pitch.
And here's the pitch.
Nope.
Oh, boy. All right. What do we got? Two more, Jim, or three more?
Two more.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
January, buy Maytag dishwasher. It dies in June. Maytag determines not repairable after 5 weeks. They say exchange denied, even though they said it was not repairable. So 2020 Maytag / Whirlpool, bad, bad, bad.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Thank you, Artie. What would Troop say if he had a water bill for $1,700?
Too soon?
I don't know.
Bad, bad, bad. Says I use 62,000 gallons of water. Not true.
Took a bath on this one.
Boom, boom. Sounds like something Lucchino would have done to me.
We got one more.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
So get a Gravely or Aaron Zero turn mower for as little as $2,069.9.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tim McCone, what an idiot.
Oh.
20,069,900. What are you doing over there, kid? You're playing Plinko?
69.9.
Just for clear, that Aaron Zero turn, that's $2,699.
$2,069.9.
Not going to get into the showcase showdown talking like that.
But you know what I meant. Well, actually, we don't.
No. All right, you have a great weekend, and we'll catch in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Zoe returns on Monday.
McCone, too.
And McCone as well. I haven't worked with Zoe in a month. It's been a month.
Are we all going to be back on together a week from Monday?
I don't know. That's a yes.
Okay.
So we're about 10 days away from all of us being back together.
Wow. All right. It's been a while.
All right. Have a great weekend. Felger Maz coming your way next. Go Sox. Don't be great. Just be eight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And now,
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Maz.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Maz.
Q-U-I-T quit.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It'll be a 1-1 to Stanton. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Away back in the left center field seats. A Stantonian home run. It's a 2-run dinger. And the Yankees immediately take a 2-0 lead.
Damnedest thing. Interesting that we would choose to play that on agenda-free Friday, huh? No agenda here, Jimmy Stewart. No agenda here, Murray. Or Matt McCarthy. Whose name am I leaving out? Felger? No Felger today on Felger and Mass. Agenda-free Friday. Baseball season is upon us. Giancarlo Stanton. What a freaking smash that thing was. What a smash. Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.